Boardman. Akron Children's Hospital will officially break ground today on a $31 million construction project to expand the emergency department at its campus at 6505 Market Street. The current emergency room is 9,600 square feet and will grow to 34,700 square feet when construction is completed. The new space will also feature 23 treatment rooms, currently 17, 3 treatment rooms for behavioral health needs, currently 1, 2 triage rooms, currently 1. In recognition of a $1 million gift for the project from Leonard J. Lenny Fisher, chairman of the board of Handel's Homemade Ice Cream, Building A on the hospital's campus has been named the Leonard J. Fisher Family Building. The project is expected to be completed in spring 2023. United Way receives sixth consecutive four-star rating. Youngstown. The United Way of Youngstown and the Mahoning Valley earned its sixth consecutive four-star rating from Charity Navigator, America's largest independent charity evaluator. The organization received a score of 96%, the highest score received over the past 6 years. We are so proud to receive this honor for the sixth year. We are investing our donors' money the best way we can, Bob Hannon, president of the United Way of Youngstown and the Mahoning Valley, said in a news release. It's important our donors trust that we're using their donations wisely to accomplish our United Way's mission to break down the barriers children and their families face every day. Our four-star Charity Navigator rating demonstrates our good governance and financial accountability. The United Way of Youngstown and the Mahoning Valley is in the top 14% of organizations rated by Charity Navigator to receive the top rating for 6 consecutive years, the release states. Only 14% of the charities evaluated have received at least 6 consecutive four-star evaluations, indicating that the United Way of Youngstown and the Mahoning Valley outperforms most other charities in America, Michael Thatcher, president and CEO of Charity Navigator, said. YBI announces selection of Shark Tank entrepreneurs. Youngstown, 6 entrepreneurs will compete in the Youngstown Business Incubator's second annual Shark Tank fundraising event October 28. YBI received 60 applicants for the competition. Originally, 5 finalists were to pitch their startups, but a voting tie expanded the field to 6. The startups that were selected are HipMD, founded by Tim Johnson of Youngstown, is a 3D-printed brain crown designed to protect the brain from concussion using patented technology that monitors brainwaves. The technology is a spin-out from Hip Football. Smalltalk, founded by Dean Koch of Cleveland, enables parents to introduce their child to a foreign language and unlock developmental benefits starting in infancy. Jera's Home Solutions, founded by Devin Bellamy of Youngstown, improves safety and visibility in assisted living facilities with home automation solutions. FELOH Natural Hair Care, founded by Camille Hurd of Cleveland, is a social marketplace and community for beauty that connects users with independently owned beauty brands. Supply Now Food Sourcing, founded by Aaron George of the Cleveland, Youngstown area, is a one-stop procurement platform that helps you manage your existing distributors and explore market prices. Never-Ending Inclusive Gaming Avatar Design, founded by Jamie Van Doren of Cleveland, provides a unique option for people to express themselves by creating, publishing and monetizing content playing as a video game. Tickets for the event can be purchased here. For sponsorship inquiries, email Colleen Kelly at ckelly@ybi.org. Chula to donate 30% of proceeds from orders to WYSU on Friday. Boardman. When you eat at Chula's 1051 Boardman Poland Road location from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, you can also help support 88.5 WYSU FM. When customers mention the WYSU fundraiser, when ordering in person or use the code WYSU online or with the Chula app, the restaurant will donate 30% of the proceeds from the order to WYSU. WYSU, Youngstown State University's public radio service, is having a donor and membership awareness campaign throughout the month. Regional Arthritis and Rheumatology Associates to have ribbon-cutting. Boardman, Regional Arthritis and Rheumatology Associates will celebrate the opening of the practice's newest location at 8440 Market Street with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 10 a.m. Friday. Regional Arthritis and Rheumatology Associates specializes in treating rheumatic diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, systemic lupus erythematosus, gout, fibromyalgia and osteoporosis. The new facility is equipped with an in-office infusion suite, as well as on-site laboratory services. There is a current scarcity of rheumatologic care in Northeast Ohio despite the growing need of rheumatology specialists in the area, Dr. Farouk Hassan, founder and president, said in a news release. Arthritis is one of the leading chronic conditions across the country. While it, along with other rheumatoid chronic diseases, may not necessarily have cures available, there are numerous interventions and treatment plans at hand that can greatly improve the quality of life amongst those suffering. Our collective goal is to provide quality rheumatologic care to our Northeast Ohioan community, Dr. Hassan said. Hassan has been practicing in Hermitage, PA, for the past 21 years. To make an appointment, call 330-531-6001. Real Living Brokers Realty Group changes its name. Warren, Real Living Brokers Realty Group has changed its name to Brokers Realty and is no longer affiliated with Real Living Real Estate. Brokers Realty's day-to-day operations, leadership team, realtors and staff will all remain the same. Brokers Realty serves clients primarily in Mahoning, Trumbull, Columbiana, Stark and Portage counties in Ohio, and Mercer, Butler and Lawrence counties in western Pennsylvania. The firm specializes in residential and commercial real estate, as well as new construction and development. Along with the name change, Brokers Realty also unveiled a new business logo and website. As part of our focus on exceptional service, it is important to understand that this milestone represents more than a name change or a rebrand, Broker Yvonne Smith said in a news release. For our staff, agents and, ultimately, for those we serve, this announcement represents a strategic realignment with our clients and the real estate industry as a whole to fulfill our responsibility to continue providing iconic service. Gasoline prices decreased 2 cents in Northeast Ohio Youngstown. The average price for gasoline across Northeast Ohio is 2 cents lower this week at $3.11 per gallon, according to AAA East Central's gas price report. The average price for unleaded self-service gasoline in the Youngstown area is $3.08 per gallon. Do you have an announcement about your business or organization you'd like to share? Email news@mahoningmatters.com.